781-0343. Ferris Survival. The Beth Messiah Congregation invites you to come and experience a Messianic Roots, biblically-based congregational fellowship as we observe God's Shabbat in Messiah Yeshua. Praise and worship services begin at 10:30 a.m., followed by an Oneg Shabbat meal, Midrash, and fellowship. Beth Messiah Congregation is located at 8333 Acoma Way in North Denver. You can find out more information by calling 1-800-205-6245. Everyone's welcome, so join us this Shabbat. And Shabbat Shalom, good Sabbath. CINN stations in Alt salutes our troops. Whether you're for the war or against it, they're still there. These men and women deserve more than our support. They deserve the comfort of home. Send a military care package today. Just type military care package into a search engine, point and click. Let's show our troops we care. This message from CINN stations in Alt, wishing Godspeed to our fighting men and women and thanking them for their triumphs and their sacrifices. Worship and Warfare, Holy Places and In His Hands. Three praise and worship CDs now available through Voice of Many Waters Ministry. Call 1-800-205-6245 or check it out on the web, www.voiceofmanywaters.org. Each CD is $15 plus $3.50 shipping and handling. Call 1-800-205-6245 or www.voiceofmanywaters.org.
Well, good morning. Yeah, I'm here at American Freedom Network, and you know, there's so many unanswered questions as you look at things going on in the world today. You know, if you're thinking at all, you have to realize that something's seriously wrong. I mean, there's a major crisis in the Near East, a very real possibility there could be a war between Israel and Syria, or Syria and Israel, and certainly between the United States and Pakistan, and certainly our State Department gave Pakistan the wherewithal to build the nuclear weapons that certainly would fall into enemy hands if the current government there in Pakistan is overthrown. And yet, of course, most of the news in America is about Conrad Murray as Michael Jackson's doctor, and certainly about the man who knocks coming home from Italy, and they emphasize all sorts of non-important issues so that we don't think about important issues, so we really don't think. Why are the things going on today? As we pointed out, we have 250,000 men fighting in Afghanistan, and we're fighting Al-Qaeda over there. There's only 50 to 100 members of Al-Qaeda in Afghanistan. Well, people say, well, they're in Pakistan. Well, fine, then. Maybe we ought to go to war with Pakistan. And then, of course, we're supporting Al-Qaeda there in Libya. And then so many things don't make sense. Is there something else going on in the world today? And, of course, there is. And until you understand the occult connection, that there is a spiritual battle taking place, and most of what we think we know is totally unimportant. The real battle is being fought in a different realm. And to discuss really what's going on today, the occult connection, we have with us William H. Kennedy. Good morning, Bill. How are you?
Very well, Dr. Stan. It's great to be on the American Freedom Network, Michael Corbin's old network. I'm very glad to be here.
Well, you go right ahead and pick the story up.
Well, I have a new article on my webpage for free at williamhkennedy.com called Strange Rites, How Secret Societies Serve Satan. And I focus on the four major secret societies in the world, the Freemasons, the Skull and Bone Society, the Bohemian Grove, and the Bilderberg Group. And I show how all of these secret societies are involved in occult rituals. Now, what you were mentioning about the Middle East, the Freemasons play a big part in a lot of the problems there. Now, just to give a brief thumbnail sketch, the Freemasons were originally construction workers in the Middle Ages who built the castles and cathedrals of Europe. And Mason was just a general term for a construction worker or an artisan. and they were called Freemasons because they were free to travel between kingdoms and principalities. They weren't like serfs. They weren't forced to stay in one area. Now, in the 1700s, the Freemasons morphed into an occult intellectual secret society during the Enlightenment. These were called accepted Freemasons. They weren't artisans. And eventually, they lost their connection to the trade unions altogether, and they became an occult fraternity. Now, over time, they put together 33 rituals called degrees, the highest being the 33rd degree Mason. Now, when I examined some of these degrees, it turns out they're definitely satanic in nature. For example, the 7th degree ritual of Freemasonry involves the Freemasons mentioning what they believe is the secret name of God, which is a combination, it's Jabulon. It's a combination of the Jewish Jehovah, the Canaanite god Baal, and the Egyptian god Osiris. Now, the problem there is that the Canaanite god Baal required human sacrifice. You know, you had to kill babies and such things. Now, in the 17th degree of Freemasonry, they learn a secret password which initiates them into the higher stages of spiritual awakening. This is called Abaddon. That's the secret word. Now, for people who know their Bible, Abaddon is the dark angel of the bottomless pit, which is mentioned in Revelation chapter 9, verse 11. And just to cap it all off, the shaper of modern Freemasonry, a guy from Boston where I'm from, General Albert Pike, in the 1800s, in his opus, Morals and Dogma, he clearly states that Lucifer is the ultimate god of Freemasons. And they have kind of a Gnostic belief in that they think that there's a god of good and a god of evil. And they choose to side with Lucifer. The other god of good is a Christian god, but they think they're kind of equal, but they give preference to Lucifer and Masonic ceremonies. Now, it gets even more bizarre, Dr. Stan, because in the 16 and 1700s, there were two Jewish false messiahs named Sabbatai Zvi and Jacob Frank, both of whom declared themselves messiahs, and they wanted to move to Palestine and be crowned king of Jerusalem. Now, that didn't work out for them. It just wasn't feasible. So what Jacob Frank did is he had his followers convert to Christianity and infiltrate Freemasonry with the ultimate goal of crowning someone, one of these followers, as king of Jerusalem. And that has been an underlying score of Freemasonry for many, many centuries now. Here's where it really gets bizarre, and we might be cut off by a commercial break, but I'll begin it anyway. In 1948, when the State of Israel was founded, immediately Freemasons started to work on tearing down the mosque, at the Dome of the Rock, which is where Solomon's Temple used to stand, and they want to rebuild a Masonic lodge where that mosque is sitting now. That's a very sacred place for Muslims. There's a lot of trouble there on the Temple Mount. And they even, in 1909, on August 28th, in the Illustrated London News, the Masons did a feasibility study to see if they could actually get the equipment and manpower to the Holy Land.
Hold that thought. We'll be right back here in just a moment at the American Freedom Network.
If you own a firearm, it's important to have proper training. Or if you're considering purchasing a firearm for self-defense, it's important to know the right person to train with. Josh at D&M TAC is a federally licensed firearms dealer, certified NRA instructor with a great firearms training course. Want more confidence with the operation of your firearm or to increase your precision and advance your level of training? This is the place. The hands-on in-depth classroom curriculum includes 4 hours of extensive range practice and basic firearms training, malfunction training, self-defense mindset, concealment training, and more, all at the greatest value in the gun training industry. If you want to learn proper firearm skills the right way, the first time, and want to surpass your current skill level, Josh at D&M TAC has the firearms training course for you. This course also qualifies you to apply for concealed carry permit and for advanced training. Beginner or advanced, tactical or defense, call 720-323-2534. That's 720-323-2534 and ask Josh about your KHNC listener discount. This is Pastor Michael Golden. My wife, Danette, and I would like to invite you to join us and the Voice of Many Waters congregation as we celebrate the biblical feast for Northern Colorado with the Feast of Tabernacles, Booths, Sukkot, Wednesday, October the 12th at 5 p.m. at 5112 Thistle Place in Loveland. Bring a dish to share for the Oneg meal. For more information or directions, call 303-522-3562 or 303-257-7576 or www.voiceofmanywaters.org.
11 years ago, when my uncle started the Patriot Trading Group, gas was 75 cents a gallon, we were running an alleged budget surplus, and the total national debt was $5 trillion, and the government was forecasting the debt would be eliminated by 2010. And I thought my uncle was a wacko with tinfoil on his head. Well, I owned tech stocks certain to become a millionaire before the millennium rolled over. Since then, the debt has doubled, jobs are heading overseas, and 100,000 people have joined Eric with tinfoil on their heads. I'm Joe Jaquin, Vice President for the Patriot Trading Group, and as gold and silver have doubled and even tripled during the first 11 years, the issues facing this country over the next 11 years look far worse. Call the Patriot Trading Group at 800-951-0592. We offer all forms of gold, silver, platinum, and palladium shipped and delivered at the most competitive prices in the country. Call us, 800-951-0592, or check out our website at allamericangold.com. And remember, you don't need to have tinfoil to own gold and silver.
Well, Dr. Stan, from network, our guest this morning is William Kennedy, and we're talking about the Masonic influence today. Now, I would preface by saying that most Masons really don't understand Masonry. In fact, there's an organized effort to deceive them. In fact, in the book Morals and Dogma, written by Albert Pike, he talks about the organized effort to deceive Masons, to make them think they understand Masonry, but of course their true secrets are reserved for the elect and the princes of Masonry. And, you know, the funniest thing, you know, when you see on television, they go to the House of the Temple in Washington, D.C., and they talk to a 33rd degree Mason, and they say, is it true that Masons worship Lucifer? I mean, could you imagine he's going to say, well, of course they have that. Of course everybody knows we worship Lucifer. That is the last thing he would say. First of all, if he is not a 33rd degree Mason, why, he really doesn't understand what's going on. Everything has been made to deceive him. If he is if he does know what's really going on, do you honestly think he would come out publicly and say, that Masonry is basically a Gnostic religion that believes in two gods, Lucifer and the evil God, who is the God of this earth, the God of Christianity? Of course not. So why even bother to ask a 33rd degree Mason what they believe? Because they have to lie to you. And of course, they lie to the other Masons so that they will have no idea what it's about. But, of course, they have a very strong affinity towards the Holy Land. They understand the importance of Temple Mount, and they want to, according to William, and I believe this is true, build a temple on the Temple Mount in Jerusalem. William, you picked the story up there.
Well, just as I was saying earlier, Dr. Stan, in 1909, in the Illustrated London News, August 28th, the Masons did do a feasibility study to see if they could afford to rebuild the temple in Jerusalem. At that time, they didn't think they could. Now, let's fast forward a bit to 2011. There is a high-ranking British Freemason named the Marquis of Northampton, and he just retired. He was the pro grandmaster of the British Freemasonic Lodge. He's 65 years old, but in the mid-90s, he was in Jerusalem doing what he called temple studies, and what they did is in Solomon's Grotto, which is kind of a cave, which is near the Temple Mount, he and some Italian Freemasons founded the Jerusalem Lodge in Solomon's Grotto. They performed a very elaborate Masonic ritual, and their ultimate goal is to rebuild the temple on top of the Temple Mount, where the mosque is now, the Dome of the Rock. And it's interesting because Northampton's cohort in this is an Italian Freemason named Di Bernardo, and he wrote a book in 1996 whose title says it all, Rebuilding the Temple, a Masonic Plan for a New Utopia. Now, they backpedal a lot, Freemasons. They will say that, well, this new temple, it's actually an allegory for our esoteric teachings. It's an inner mystical temple, but that's a lot of propaganda. That's nonsense. They want to tear down the Dome of the Rock and build a Masonic temple on top of it. Now, where it gets even more bizarre is the Marquis of Northampton is also a believer in British Israelism, which claims that the Anglo-Saxon people are actually one of the 10 lost tribes of Israel who migrated and gravitated to what is now the United Kingdom. And they also believe that the kings of England, including our current queen, are directly descended from King David and that they possess magical powers. Now, it even gets more bizarre because Northampton has hired Michael Bagent, who is the author, co-author of Holy Blood, Holy Grail, which basically claims that Jesus was married, had children, and his descendants eventually married into the royal houses of Europe. This was the inspiration for the Da Vinci Code. Now, Michael Bagent, who tried to expose this cabal in the Holy Blood, Holy Grail, has actually become a turncoat and joined the very cabal that he was trying to expose. He is a trustee at the Masonic Canonbury Academy in London, which is funded by Lord Northampton, the Marquis of Northampton. Now, it's very odd because what I believe their plan is would be to tear down the Dome of the Rock, rebuild a Masonic temple, and eventually they will crown a king of Jerusalem who will appeal to both Jews, Muslims, and Christians. They will claim this person will be a physical descendant of Jesus Christ. Consequently, he'll be a descendant of the house of David, which would satisfy Jews, and it would satisfy Muslims in the sense that he's a descendant of Jesus, who they see as a prophet. Now, for people who think I'm exaggerating, go to Holy Blood, Holy Grail, which was published in 1982, and you'll hear about this figure. It's on page 428, and you can link to it in my article at williamhkennedy.com. I know this sounds very far-fetched, but I back up everything I say. I have links to the actual documents and to documentary films in my Strange Rites article. Now, it gets even more twisted in that the Marquis of Northampton is also involved with Aleister Crowley-type cults, like the Golden Dawn and things like that. And he was also involved, according to a gossip column in 1976, that his second wife, he's been married and divorced 5 times, by the way, the Marquis of Northampton. He's a notorious playboy. But he and his second wife, I don't want to say what it is because there might be women and children listening. Let's just say they were involved in a public sex act in a restaurant in front of a lot of other people and tried to involve a lot of other people. I'll just leave it at that. But I have the confirmation for that. So when you look at the Marquis of Northampton, now, there are many Jews who want exactly what Northampton is saying, to tear down the mosque and rebuild Solomon's temple on the Temple Mount. This man is not your friend to Jewish people out there who have this as a goal. He is an occultist, and, you know, his sexual exploits are horrible. Now, he's also one of the richest men in the world. He's worth hundreds of millions. He has a store of Roman silver, which is worth over $100 million just in and of itself. That's just part of his holdings. And if you consider, you know, in 1909, the Masons really concluded they didn't have the money or resources to rebuild the temple. Now, there's roughly worldwide 6 million Masons in the world, and if they got an average contribution of $1,000 each, and, you know, not everyone would give $1,000, some would give $1 million, some would give $50, but let's just look at an average of $1,000 per Mason, that would give them well over $1 billion tax-free to work with to actually reconstruct this temple. Now, I don't know how successful they will be at this, but it is certainly their goal, and they're working hard every day to reach that goal of rebuilding the temple on the Temple Mount in Jerusalem, which will cause all kinds of problems there if they even try. Now, I looked into it. Some of the Jewish people in Israel are members of the Temple Mount Faithful, they are called. They are a Jewish group who want to rebuild Solomon's temple on where the mosque is now. Some of them are Freemasons, not all of them, but some of them are definitely Freemasons, and I'm not sure how allied the hierarchy of the Temple Mount Faithful is to Freemasonry, but certainly some of their members are lodge members as well. So you certainly have a connection between Jews in Israel who want to rebuild the temple and Freemasons. It's clearly and distinctly there. You know, I don't know how in league they work or if they see this as a common cause, but what I'd say is when you look at someone like Northampton and Michael Bagent, their plan isn't to restore the Holy of Holies that was destroyed by the Romans just after Jesus Christ left this world. What their goal is to build some sort of synagogue of Satan up there where they will have a coronation where this global figure who's meant to appeal to Jews, Muslims, and Christians will be made king of Jerusalem and maybe technically king of the world. Now, there are several competing organizations that are seeking to do this. Juan Carlos of Spain just formed a Mediterranean Union in Malta, and he technically has the title King of Jerusalem, which he inherited somewhere along the way. Several royal houses in Europe, like the Habsburgs and the Savoys, actually already claim the title King of Jerusalem. So there may be competing factions within this desire to rebuild the Temple of Solomon and declare someone King of Jerusalem and Messiah. But the frightening thing is a lot of these groups are working very hard and spending a lot of money towards that goal. Again, I know a lot of this sounds very far-fetched, so go to WilliamHKennedy.com. The Strange Rites article is right there. You can click on it and you can check my sources. Please don't take my word for it. Please be skeptical. Please go check my sources. You know, a lot of people who attack my character, I don't even care. What counts with me is my sources, and I give them. And all I ask for people to do is be open-minded enough to take a look at this article and check my references. Look where I'm getting this information. That's what's important. And I go into the Skull and Bones and Bohemian Grove and Bilderbergers in this article, too. But quite frankly, the most frightening of all these organizations, and many of them are interconnected, they have members in all of them, are the Freemasons because of the trouble they are causing in the Holy Land as we speak. You know, a lot of people aren't even aware of what's going on with the Freemasons. They're even, like my good friend Barry Chamish, who's a Jewish fellow from Israel who's on this show a lot, he was unaware of Northampton's activities. So it's important that people at least educate themselves and spread the word about this, because this could spark some kind of horrible war in the Middle East. I mean, a few years ago, the Temple Mount faithful wanted to march in onto the Temple Mount and anoint a cornerstone for the new temple, and that caused all kinds of problems with the Palestinian Muslims who control that mosque right now. This is a very dangerous thing. The Temple Mount is a big powder keg, a nuclear powder keg, and people like Northampton and Juan Carlos are like flicking matches at it by doing this. It could cause a lot of trouble and a lot of human misery. Now, if you ask me, I think all these people, Northampton, Juan Carlos, they should be banned from ever entering Israel. Now, it's quite stunning. I don't go into this in the article, but Islamic jihadists see the state of Israel as a Masonic plot. In fact, they use the word Mason, Zionist, an American interchangeably, and that's very frightening when you put all these pieces.
Hold that thought, William. We'll be back in just a moment here at the American Freedom Network.
There are plenty of things you may wish were lower, like your taxes, your commuting time, your weight. But there's one thing people can get lower, car insurance with State Farm. Talk to an agent today about State Farm's new lower car insurance rates, and while you're there, get State Farm's free discount double check. It's just another way a State Farm agent can be there for you. So call an agent 24/7 or visit statefarm.com and find out about State Farm's new lower rates. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there. Rates apply only in the state of Colorado and are not valid in any other state.
If you own a firearm, it's important to have proper training. Or if you're considering purchasing a firearm for self-defense, it's important to know the right person to train with. Josh at D&M TAC is a federally licensed firearms dealer, certified NRA instructor with a great firearms training course. Want more confidence with the operation of your firearm or to increase your precision and advance your level of training? This is the place. The hands-on in-depth classroom curriculum includes 4 hours of extensive range practice and basic firearms training, malfunction training, self-defense mindset, concealment training, and more, all at the greatest value in the gun training industry. If you want to learn proper firearm skills the right way, the first time, and want to surpass your current skill level, Josh at D&M TAC has the firearms training course for you. This course also qualifies you to apply for concealed carry permit and for advanced training. Beginner or advanced, tactical or defense, call 720-323-2534. That's 720-323-2534 and ask Josh about your KHNC listener discount.
No state shall enter into any treaty, alliance, or confederation, grant letters of marque or reprisal, coin money, emit bills of credit, make anything but gold and silver coin a tender in payment of debts, pass any bill of attainder, ex post facto law, or law impairing the obligation of contracts, or grant any title of nobility. Article 1, Section 10.
11 years ago, when my uncle started the Patriot Trading Group, gas was 75 cents a gallon, we were running an alleged budget surplus, and the total national debt was $5 trillion, and the government was forecasting the debt would be eliminated by 2010. And I thought my uncle was a wacko with tinfoil on his head. Well, I owned tech stocks certain to become a millionaire before the millennium rolled over. Since then, the debt has doubled, jobs are heading overseas, and 100,000 people have joined Eric with tinfoil on their heads. I'm Joe Jaquin, Vice President for the Patriot Trading Group, and as gold and silver have doubled and even tripled during the first 11 years, the issues facing this country over the next 11 years look far worse. Call the Patriot Trading Group at 800-951-0592. We offer all forms of gold, silver, platinum, and palladium shipped and delivered at the most competitive prices in the country. Call us, 800-951-0592, or check out our website at allamericangold.com. And remember, you don't need to have tinfoil to own gold and silver.
don't understand. And the question arises, how would they ever be able to build the temple on the ruins, the spot where the great mosque stands, as they tore down the great mosque, the dome of the beautiful mosque that's there with the golden roof, with the round golden roof. And basically, of course, well, there would have to be some sort of a major cataclysmic event take place in the Middle East. And ladies and gentlemen, I believe we are on the verge of major war in that part of the world. I don't know when it's coming, but I don't think it's too distant, and I think there are going to be terrible things that are going to happen to the Jewish people, to the Muslim people. But behind everything going on are powerful spiritual forces, which are manifested, that we can see them, we can read the literature in these secret societies. But behind all of these secret societies are the powerful spiritual forces that rule the world today. Well, before we go on, William, I want you to tell our listeners how they can get to your website, what they'll get on your website. You've already mentioned this article, which I don't think I ever received. You were going to email me a copy, and did you ever send it?
I emailed it. I don't know if you got it or not. I sent it to the address you sent, but if you go to williamhkennedy.com, williamhkennedy.com, it's right there on the webpage. It's free. Just click it on, and it will bring you right to the article, and you don't have to register or anything. And this is where I back up all of the things that I said earlier in the program.
Well, this is a very, very good website, ladies and gentlemen. It has a lot of great information there all about this world occult movement. And the reason, of course, nobody talks about it is because they are part and parcel of this group that rules the world, and they control the media. The last thing they want is for you to learn about it. This is why it's never mentioned in our churches, although it should be. It is not mentioned in our schools and universities, although it should be. But this is the X factor that explains how it all fits together. So you pick up the story there, William, and our telephone number, if you're out there, the listening audience, of course, is 254-7524. That's 254-7524. Go right ahead.
Well, Dr. Stan, one thing I really want to point out, there's a wonderful book out by Graham Hancock and Robert Bavall called The Master Game, Unmasking the Secret Rulers of the World. And what you're looking at in the Middle East, jihadists are basically Gnostics too. And jihadists, a lot of the things that turn up in the Quran also turned up in the Gnostic Gospels, which were discovered just after World War II. For example, the substitution theory of Jesus, that Jesus didn't die on the cross, that the Romans accidentally crucified someone else. That appears in both the Quran and the Gnostic Gospels. And the Catholic historian Hilaire Belloc actually identified Islam as a Gnostic heresy. So what we're looking at here, the Freemasons and the jihadists, this is a war between Gnostic factions for control of Jerusalem. Now, when you look at it from the jihadist perspective, here's some, like, really bizarre hard facts that come out in this book, The Master Game. The big people who founded the modern state of Israel were President Franklin Roosevelt and Harry Truman. Now, when the jihadists look at this, Franklin Roosevelt was a 32nd degree Mason, and he was also the 32nd president of the United States. Harry Truman was a 33rd degree Freemason, and he was the 33rd president of the United States. In Israel, the barriers, the borders of Israel that Truman pointed out in 1948, it goes from the 30th parallel to the 33rd parallel north. So the jihadists see all of this as a Gnostic Masonic symbolism against them, and they see the Masons as a continuation of the Knights Templar who fought the Crusades. Remember, President Bush initially said our actions in the Middle East was a crusade. He later took it back, but just saying it, the damage was done. So the frightening thing is, what these jihadists don't realize is that most Christians and even Freemasons don't even know what I've been talking about here. Most Freemasons only go to the third degree. There's 30 more that they know nothing about, the vast majority of Freemasonry. And when they see things like the Masonic all-seeing eye on our dollar bill, in Islam, the Antichrist in the Quran is a one-eyed figure. And they identify that with the West, and they're lumping all of us in together, Christians, Jews, as being part of this Zionist Masonic plot against them. And to a certain extent, they're right in that the Freemasons are behind a lot of the problems in the Middle East, and they are the inheritors of the Templar tradition. But for the innocent people who are on the ground all around the world, in the Middle East and here, like the poor people who died in 9/11, most of those people who died were unaware of any of the things I've been talking about today, including my neighbors, the Trentini family, who were on flight 9/11. They were from my hometown of Everett, Massachusetts. They got caught in the middle of this, and those poor people had no idea what was going on. Now, what in the book, The Master Game, which is fascinating, one thing that I never really took note of is that the Pentagon was attacked on September 11, 2001, and it was founded exactly on September 11, 60 years before then, and it is a Pentagon, which is a five-sided star, which is a major symbol of the Freemasons, and the Twin Towers in New York look a lot like the pillars you have in Masonic rituals. It's very bizarre. They were definitely targeting structures in the United States that were similar to the ritual objects found in Freemasonry. I'm utterly convinced of this after reading their book, The Master Plan, and I'm working on an article about this now, which will be out in the new year. But it's quite amazing, because a lot of people in this world are actually caught up in this war between Gnostic heretics, and very few of us are aware of it. That's the bizarre thing, because the secret societies control the mass media and educational system in the West, and they just write this out of the history books, and they write this out of everything. Now, apart from programs like this and a few things on the History and Discovery Channel, it isn't covered at all. And even the stuff on the History and the Discovery Channel, it has a relatively low fan club. Very few people actually watch it compared to other programs like, pawnbroker shows and things that really don't have a lot of meaning.
Hang on there, William. We'll be back in just a moment here at the American Freedom Network.
Agri Enterprises Incorporated in Fort Collins reminds us that each member of our military is an individual who has given up the comforts of home. A military care package reminds them that their sacrifice is appreciated. Type military care package into an online search engine and find out how easy it is to let them know that they are appreciated. This message from Agri Enterprises Incorporated in Fort Collins. Always looking out for the safety of our community. Call 970-221-2607. That's 970-221-2607.
There are plenty of things you may wish were lower, like your taxes, your commuting time, your weight. But there's one thing people can get lower, car insurance with State Farm. Talk to an agent today about State Farm's new lower car insurance rates, and while you're there, get State Farm's free discount double check. It's just another way a State Farm agent can be there for you. So call an agent 24/7 or visit statefarm.com and find out about State Farm's new lower rates. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there. Rates apply only in the state of Colorado and are not valid in any other state.
The Beth Messiah Congregation invites you to come and experience a Messianic Roots, biblically-based congregational fellowship as we observe God's Shabbat in Messiah Yeshua. Praise and worship services begin at 10:30 a.m., followed by an Oneg Shabbat meal, Midrash, and fellowship. Beth Messiah Congregation is located at 8333 Acoma Way in North Denver. You can find out more information by calling 1-800-205-6245. Everyone's welcome, so join us this Shabbat. And Shabbat Shalom. Good Sabbath. If catastrophe struck, would your family be prepared? Are you confident you wouldn't react in a panic? Is there one place to get all of your emergency supplies? Ferris Survival encourages you to have confidence through preparation, not panic through crisis. Ferris Survival, located at 3366 South Broadway, is a professional, reputable, full-service business providing quality, realistic preparedness supplies at an affordable price. Go online, stop by, or call 303-781-0343. Ferris Survival.
Well, Dr. Stan and our guest this morning, William Kennedy, and of course he's touching on what this is really about. It is about the Gnostic faith, which is the issue that draws together all of the secret societies. It is the faith of the New Age, although many New Agers don't understand this. But this is one of the most carefully kept secrets in the world today. If you carefully read Masonic writings, you'll find Masonry is a Masonic, is a Gnostic organization. It's the secret of Masonry is this idea there are two gods. Until you understand that, people say, I believe in God, but what God are they talking about? Most of them are not talking about Christianity. We hear many people in the New Age talk about the Christ, how they worship the Christ. That is not the Christ of Christianity. Unfortunately, they've infiltrated our churches. They've changed the music and the message of our churches. Does your church have music that honors God, or is it music that would well be heard at a rock concert? Well, unfortunately, they've neutralized the church, and this is why nobody's speaking out against torture or war or corruption. All they want to do is argue about a biblical doctrine, but not face the issues that every Christian should be facing today. William, just go right ahead.
Well, Dr. Stan, you made some good points there, and what I want people to realize is our only way of liberating ourselves from the control of this, really this major plot, is to educate ourselves and educate as many other people as possible. Now, if you go to williamhkennedy.com, a good point of departure is my article, Strange Rites, How Secret Societies Serve Satan. And I'd like your listeners to go there, read it, and send it to five other people through email or word of mouth or whatever. Get the word out about this as much as possible, because that is the biggest defense we have against this cabal. I mean, it's unbelievable. Most people never even realized that the Pentagon was attacked exactly 60 years after its founding. No one even realizes that the jihadists who perpetrated this crime, with, I believe, the complicity of George Bush administration. I think he knew about it. He let it happen, which these people will do for their own ends. I think that people don't realize the jihadists were attacking the West, which they see as an expression of Freemasonry, whether we're Freemasons or not. And as I said earlier, most of those people who died on 9/11 were unaware of any of this. And it's a great tragedy because they died in ignorance of the way the world is being operated now. It is controlled by these secret societies who really have a stranglehold on the spiritual and economic future of all of humanity. And we must educate ourselves and educate other people. Now, for people who want to go further, that book, The Master Game by Robert Bavall, is very detailed and in-depth and will give you equip you with a lot of solid information. But my article, Strange Rites, How Secret Societies Serve Satan, is the best primer on this situation. It's very reader-friendly. It's not a very long article, and I have tons of links if you want to get deeper to full documentary films, interviews, articles, lots of things. So you can go as deep as you want, but at least get a base education in what's going on. Again, that's WilliamHKennedy.com. The article is free. You don't have to register or give your email. I won't even know you're there except when I look at my hit count. I don't check to see who sees it. But study it yourself, and please send it out to five other people and ask, just ask what their opinion is of what I'm saying. And if they like it, ask them to send it to five other people. We really got to get this information out there. Programs like this are few and far between. So please get the word out, and also go to RadioLiberty.com. There's lots of information there on this sort of thing. And share the information. It's easy to do with the Internet. Study it yourself and get it out there, and that's really what I'm trying to do with this article.
Well, I appreciate your words of support for Radio Liberty. I think it's so important for people to understand there's an X factor. And this has been very carefully concealed. But, of course, there really is a spiritual battle taking place today. The Christian church, unfortunately, has been neutralized. They've allowed the enemy to take control of our schools. They've allowed them to take God and prayer out of our schools to indoctrinate our children in Darwinism. Why isn't every church in America a school where we can at least have the Christian children learn the truth about creation rather than sending children to public schools where the purpose is not to educate but to indoctrinate and to destroy their faith in Christianity? And, of course, the reason is because our churches have been infiltrated and Christianity has been neutralized, and there's only a small but unfortunately a growing number of people who begin to realize what's going on. And William Kennedy's website is an excellent source of information on the occult forces that rule the world today. Parting thought before we let you go, William?
Just again, Dr. Stan, go to WilliamHKennedy.com. There's tons of other free information. I have an occult multimedia page, a Satanism multimedia page, and my goal is to have people educate themselves via the Internet, which is a very powerful tool if it's used correctly. It's dumbing a lot of people down, but let's rebound that and have people educate themselves, expand their minds, and share it with others. And this is the biggest thing that the people that run this cabal don't want. That's why they're trying to put all sorts of restrictions on the Internet. The Internet is something that kind of slipped out of their hands, and they're trying to take it back. But until they do, I want people to really educate themselves via the Internet. School systems are...
God bless. Talk to you shortly. Bye-bye. Thanks so much.
Talk to you then. Bye-bye.
Article 4. The right of the people to be secure in their persons, houses, papers, and effects against unreasonable searches and seizures shall not be violated, and no warrant shall be issued but upon probable cause, supported by oath or affirmation, and particularly describing the places to be searched and the persons or things to be seized.
If cholesterol, high blood pressure, angina, atherosclerotic plaque, or stroke are a concern for you or your loved one, or you want to strengthen your heart, increase stamina, and promote overall cardiovascular health, then join the Heart Technology team. Heart Technology, Linus Pauling's recommended vitamin C therapies, is the answer to your concern. Don't wait until it's too late. For more information and to order, call Dennett Daniels at 1-800-205-6245. Heart Technology, it's natural, it's effective, it's inexpensive, and it's guaranteed. 1-800-205-6245.
CINN stations in Ault salutes our troops Whether you're for the war or against it, they're still there. These men and women deserve more than our support. They deserve the comfort of home. Send a military care package today. Just type military care package into a search engine, point and click. Let's show our troops we care. This message from CINN stations in Alt, wishing Godspeed to our fighting men and women and thanking them for their triumphs and their sacrifices. The Beth Messiah Congregation invites you to come and experience a Messianic Roots, biblically-based congregational fellowship as we observe God's Shabbat and Messiah Yeshua. Praise and worship services begin at 10:30 a.m., followed by an Oneg Shabbat meal, Midrash, and fellowship. Beth Messiah Congregation is located at 8333 Acoma Way in North Denver. You can find out more information by calling 1-800-205-6245. Everyone's welcome, so join us this Shabbat. And Shabbat Shalom. Good Sabbath.
Well, I'm here for the last segment of our program today, and of course I need to remind you we've only got a little less than 3 weeks before we have our all-day seminar here in the North Shore Monterey Bay at the Aptos Seascape Golf Course. So if you're in a position to come, and we usually do have a component from Colorado, why, of course, the number to call, 1-800-544-8927. The doors will open at 7:30. We'll begin at 8:30. We'll go to 5:30 or 6, and hopefully it'll be as good a conference as we've had in the past. And fortunately, it looks like we're going to get a good crowd out again. We're bringing in people from across America, several excellent speakers. We're going to try to give them more time, so there'll be ability to answer questions. People have questions, and sometimes you'll get more information that way. This year, we're going, of course, to have a video recorder there, and you'll be able to get videos of the programs on the day that we do them. We've had problems in the past getting the video information out, so there'll be actually done on that very day. So our number to call is 1-800-544-8927. That's October 23rd. You, of course, are going to have reservations because we're serving lunch, and we have to know how many people to be anticipating. But it should be a great conference, and we do hope you're going to be able to make it. And we have to know within about another week because we have to let them know a week ahead of time how many people are coming. And then, of course, I need to remind you that my ministry, Radio Liberty, is primarily listener-supported. If you're in a position to help, we'd love to hear from you. And if you're not in a position to help, then we ask you to pray for Radio Liberty, for our provision and protection, because this is a spiritual battle. We're on the front lines of this spiritual battle. This has nothing to do with right, left, liberal, conservative, Republican, Democrat. That's what they want you to believe. They manipulate your reality. They lead you off on all sorts of false goose chases. This is a battle between good and evil. And there really are people who worship Lucifer. They hold meetings. They know exactly what they're doing. The last thing they want is for the public to learn their secret. And unfortunately, this is a very real element. They have prepared for the destruction of our economic system. This whole thing is contrived. That's not going to matter when, of course, they destroy the value of our currency, impoverish our people. They have already started raising the level of violence in America. This is what sort of the demonstrations on Wall Street are all about. Who do you think's financing this? Who do you think is getting all the people out? Do you think all these people just spontaneously are showing up? No, this is very well financed, very well orchestrated, a movement well coordinated all across America. Preparation for the increased level of violence that you're going to see in every community in America today, as we begin to see the very structure of our society begin to implode. And as the economy grows worse, and it is going to grow worse, and as they destroy the value of our currency and impoverish our people, why, people are going to follow false leaders who are giving them false information. And this is why you need to have somebody explain to you exactly what's going on, because you're not going to get this elsewhere. The world economy is contracting. Very, very real danger of a war in the very near future in the Middle East and the Near East. Pray for America, but please pray for your dear. Text until Monday. May the Lord be with you.
Now you can reach the American Freedom Network at our new P.O. Box, 1750 Johnstown, Colorado, 80534, or online at AmeriFree.com.
Whether you already know essential oils are valued for their ancient wisdom and wellness, or you're considering their use as a viable, non-toxic, healthy alternative, your question should be the same. Are all essential oils certified pure therapeutic grade? Who makes the highest quality essential oils available? Do all test for safety and meet rigorous standards? Can all oils pass the scrutiny of health professionals and scientists? Many essential oils don't meet these standards, so ask one more question. Where can I find the most powerful, reasonably priced, certified pure therapeutic grade essential oils? DoTerra, gift of the earth. DoTerra, committed to natural, empowering ideals.